With the BBL, we're getting towards the pointy end of the season. Strikers have absolutely turned their season around, and not just for the Strikers, but for the entire competition. One of the absolute best players. In fact, he's currently the Big Bash Golden Arm with 21 wickets at an economy rate of 8.28. It's phenomenal. It's Peter Siddle. Pete, good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys.
Take us through this change in form for the Strikers, because we were talking about it before, mate. Three games ago, it seemed you guys were pretty much done.
Yeah, it's a bit different, I think. You know, it's one of those things when you think you're probably out of it, you probably relax a little bit, stop worrying too much about the end result and just enjoy the game. And I think, yeah, we've been getting some good results and now back in contention to be in the finals, which, you know, probably 4 or 5 games ago, it didn't look likely. So, yeah, the boys are up and about.
Mate, were you taking a nice little look at the Stars and Heat game last night, given both sides are right on your heels for that spot on the table?
Yeah, we were. I think it's a very important game for us. We'll sort of see what ended up there. And, yeah, Stars getting all 4 points, probably not the best thing for us. But, you know, that's part of the game. I think it just puts a lot of emphasis on tonight. And hopefully, yeah, we get the job done. We need to pretty much get all the points, which would be nice, and then we're assured. But we're gonna have a long wait until Wednesday night to find out if we do get through.
Sidzi, has that been Dizzy's message throughout the campaign so far? Obviously, he didn't start off super well, or as well as you guys would have liked. He kept picking up those Big Bash points, which probably kept you in contention for, you know, a large portion of the start of the campaign. But as Dizzy just told you boys, right, just focus on maybe the process rather than the actual result itself, and, you know, start enjoying yourselves a bit more and things will turn. Has that been the messaging?
Yeah, pretty much. I think from the start you sort of know that, because there is 14 opportunities to get that the Bash boost point, that, you know, if you can get a fair chunk of those, it puts you in a good position. I think that shows now where we're sitting, that, you know, teams below us have actually won more games, but because we've actually got a fair chunk of those points, that we're up where we are. So it has been good. Obviously, you'd like to win more games, but I think, you know, at least we're giving ourselves a chance. And like I said, you know, it comes down to this afternoon, and hopefully, yeah, we can get the job done here. And it would be nice to get max points out of this game and to really assure that position. But if not, we'll have a bit of a wait. But yeah, I think just the last few weeks, we've definitely just enjoyed it more. Forgot about the end result and just, you know, just played a bit of fun cricket, and it's definitely helped with results.
Peter Siddle joins us this morning on 1629 SENSA. The Strikers are on fire. They play again this afternoon. Now, since we were just sort of wondering, and it sort of struck us and occurred to us late, the availability of Travis Head and Alex Carey. Are they a chance to join the squad?
They are, but obviously not tonight. I think there'll be plenty of celebrations going on last night and today, so we can definitely count them out for that. But yeah, for sure, I think, you know, we get through to that first final, and we're not 100% sure if they're available. Obviously, they're going to be free, but it's been a hectic summer for them, so I think it'll just depend on how they actually feel and what they want to do. But yeah, the possibility is there that they could come back and join us for those for the first final if we make it, and then hopefully more after that. So I guess, you know, for us, it's about getting the job done tonight. Wait a couple of days, see if we get through, and then it could be some exciting times if those two do come back and join the team.
Yeah, I'm going to back them in, Sid. Both Adelaide boys very loyal to the Strikers. I know they the boys relatively well off field, and I reckon they'll just come in and they'll sniff an opportunity at potentially some finals and maybe go a little bit deeper, and they'll think, yep, I want to be a part of that. Now, just touching on the Aussie celebrations, Sidzi, you were around the Australian camp for a long, long period of time and probably know a few of the boys quite well. Who would have been leading the charge over the last day or two? Hazy and I have had our say on it earlier on today. But who's the man? Who's the man that's going to be leading the charge?
Who was your tip out of you two?
Well, I had also, based on the fact that he didn't bowl a ball in the last test, that Nathan Lyon's probably still going as we speak and really, really leading by example now, because that's what you do if you don't get the performance that you want in a test, surely.
No, definitely. I guess he would have had the most energy. He didn't have to use too much up in the last match. So yeah, Nate's always a big entertainer and a lot of fun. He's obviously the song master, so he has a lot of fun and enjoys it. I'm not sure if Josh Hazlewood was still down there, but if Josh Hazlewood was down there, I don't think too many men would be able to keep up with him. He obviously loves the celebration. But I think some of the young guys, you know, like Heddy himself, yes. you know, getting back in the side, having the series he did, Scotty Boland.
Yeah.
I think the excitement of being around the group, I think that those guys will be having a good time and enjoying themselves, I reckon, especially, how big a series it was and in Australia. So, but definitely all the boys, everyone will be chasing each other, that's for sure.
Hey, Sid, given 67 tests, I mean, you're etched into some of the great fast bowlers that this country has produced, mate. Do you follow the Australian cricket team now like a fan? How do you view the cricket?
Yeah, I'll probably follow it more now, now that I've been out of it for a few years. I do just see it as a fan now, and I just relaxed and I sit back and watch and see them do their business. And, this series was exciting. It's probably the most cricket I've watched in a long time, to be fair. And it was just nice to see some of these young guys that I've played with or against, and just to see them perform at the level they were. And I think the biggest excitement for me was Scotty Boland, one of my close mates. I played a lot of cricket at Victoria with him, and, he's toiled hard there for years to then get his opportunity and perform the way he did. I think, that's just him. He just goes about his business and gets the job done for the team. So that's probably been the most exciting thing about the summer for me, watching him go about it.
Mate, have you been surprised at the impact that he's had at international level? Like, obviously, as you mentioned, he has been toiling away at Victoria for many years now, 32 years of age, finally gets his opportunity and just takes the game by storm. Just, are you surprised at how much of an impact he's actually had, and how do you think he'll go beyond this series?
I'm not super surprised. Like, obviously the numbers are, they're unbelievable. They're the best we've seen, for a start of a career, pretty much forever. But he just does what he did. He does that all the time, day in, day out. Like, that's a pretty simple plan. Not too much dissimilar to what I did. Yep. It was just, you just go in and you're just consistent. You bang the right areas and you build pressure. And that's what he did. I think the thing with international cricket is, compared to state cricket, they probably sit on him a little bit, know just to try and defend the whole time and probably don't attack him as much. Whereas in international cricket, you got to sort of get the game moving and to try and win. So, those batters being a little bit more aggressive have given him opportunities to take wickets. And that's pretty much what's happened. But, I guess it's all the hard work that he's put in. It is great to see him doing well because, there's not a lot of blokes that have to toil for as long as he did to get an opportunity. And, just proud of him to be able to, be able to stand up and do the job he has in these the past few tests.
Outstanding, Sids. We appreciate your time this morning, mate. Best of luck this afternoon, and we're right behind the Strikers. Looking forward to you guys having a big finals campaign.
Cheers, guys. Thanks very much.
Good luck, mate.
Peter Siddle joining us this morning.